Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today we've talked a lot about Facebook, and rightly so. They absolutely chunked it, managing people's data and that resource and generally making it unusable last night. I'll tell you what, though, some of my other socials have been, you know, in a bit of a bind as well. My Twitter feed has just been flooded with a campaign from the pet food company My Dog.
Okay.
What they're doing, they've decided to attach themselves to a social cause and rally around it. The cause being pets in the workplace.
That's a good cause.
It's a good cause. Obviously, very much aligns with their brand values of feeding pets. They have started this campaign called Hire My Dog, where you go to the website and they are basically encouraging people to make a resume for their dogs. So people are saying, oh, my dog Buster could be junior recruitment advisor. I'll make a little resume for him. Or Pepper, assistant loyalty director. Very cute. Like minister of belly pats.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Aww.
It is cute. I reckon we can do better because it's not my favourite thing, writing resumes. Okay.
No, it's not fun.
But you don't want your resume to just sit in a database. When they say, oh, we'll keep you on file, it's a bit like, well...
I mean, you might, but you never see it again.
If we want to make a resume for your dog, Brooke, we just have to make it and we have to get it to our boss ASAP because we love him.
Yesterday at the end of the show, I kind of said, oh, should I bring Eddie in for today? That got decided against for various reasons. We have got some guests coming in after 8 o'clock. But tomorrow is Dog Day, like National Dog Day. So I feel like if we can combine that with a resume and give that to Greg, our general manager, he can't say no.
Let's do this through official channels. Okay, so what's his name? Eddie, is he humble or is he taking your partner's name?
He's actually Eddie Van Howlen.
That's right, Eddie Van Howlen. I'm typing that down. Age, he's about to turn three.
Yep,
so almost three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what position do you think he would be applying for? Let's sort of say it's a bit more of a CV than a resume.
I feel like he's like chief mood lifter.
Chief mood lifter?
Yeah,
all right.
Like you feel good when you see him. He's happy.
I agree with that. Let's talk some experience.
Okay.
Do you have any skills?
He's really good at breaking and entering. We're finding that at the moment at home in the pantry.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you need a lockpick or something. He's great at... He's great at running after things that are running along the ground. So if you have a mice problem,
that's
you might be able to
hobby.
Deal with that.
Hobbies. Mice catcher. And I'll put, running as a hobby.
Great.
Education. He would have been to puppy school.
Puppy school.
Here in the Riverlands.
Yeah, graduated from the Riverland Vets Puppy School.
All right. I'm
with honours, I might say. He did pretty well.
Now, there's always the thing you get asked in a job interview of like, do you have any weaknesses?
Okay.
What do you reckon are his non-strengths and how can we spin them into something good?
Look, he will do anything for chicken, which could be, mean that he could be swayed. But I feel like that also means that he will work hard if there is a reward at the end of it.
Yes. All right. Well rewarded or well motivated for chicken.
Yes. Great. Yeah.
I reckon this is pretty comprehensive. I might even put this through Seek and a few other job sites.
Just get a feel out.
Put the feelers out there. Hire Brooke's dog.
Stay tuned to see if Eddie's in tomorrow.
Greg, if you're listening, this is the good candidate here.